Local legislation is being introduced in Springfield, Massachusetts, to curb construction industry wage theft. According to the Mass Coalition to Stop Wage Theft, $700 million is stolen annually from workers in Massachusetts by several means, including misclassification of workers, non-payment of overtime, and withholding of final checks. It is especially prevalent in the construction industry. An ordinance proposed in Springfield would ensure contractors hired for taxpayer-funded projects have clean records when it comes to wage theft, and they have to submit proof to the city of continued compliance with state law on pay and benefits. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with one of the co-sponsors of the proposed ordinance, at-large City Councilor Jesse Letterman.
Well, what this legislation is intended to do is send a very clear message that the city of Springfield has a zero tolerance policy when it comes to wage theft in the construction industry on municipal projects. What we're looking to do is ensure that any contractor that's coming in to do municipal taxpayer-funded construction is following all laws when it comes to proper classification of employees, proper pay for hours worked, and all other aspects of the industry that have historically been subject to endemic levels of wage theft.
Aren't there legal protections already for workers? Doesn't the state attorney general, that office rather aggressively enforce the laws against wage theft?
Well, what we've learned in the last several years relative to wage theft, especially in the construction industry, is that actually a very small amount of it is recovered. There was a study done in 2019 that showed an estimated $700 million a year in wage theft in Massachusetts, of which only, I believe, a little over $5 million was actually recovered through the current protections that are in place. So what this ordinance will do is build upon the protections that are in place and make sure that contractors understand that if they are found to have violated these types of laws relative to wage theft by the Attorney General, that they will then be ineligible to bid on public contracts with the City of Springfield for 5 years. So this can also set a standard in the industry, not only to ensure that no taxpayer dollars are involved in any of these endemic practices, but also that when these industries are working in the private sector, they know there will be ramifications if they are cited. So really what we're looking to do is build upon what is there. And I will say, the city of Springfield has a long history now, especially with the leadership of Councilor Melvin Edwards and the Responsible Employer Ordinance, of ensuring fairness in public contracting. So what we're looking to do is also build on that foundation and take it a little further with this wage theft protection.
Yeah, there are requirements in place now, as I recall, for contractors that receive TIFs and that sort of thing to comply with all of the prevailing wage requirements and that sort of thing. Is that correct?
Correct. So these wage theft protections were actually included in our ordinances that a similar coalition of councilors had brought forward a couple of years ago, including myself. That is, projects that receive any sort of tax incentive agreement or HDIP, which is a state tax incentive, they are subject to those same wage theft protections if they receive them. However, this wasn't originally included in our Responsible Employer Ordinance. So our Responsible Employer Ordinance ensures that many other levels of employment are met and certain conditions in municipal contracting. However, this will insert wage theft into that as well.
Are there other municipalities in Massachusetts with similar ordinances on the books?
There are. So, a number of municipalities across the Commonwealth have begun to confront this issue at the local level, and that includes cities like East Hampton, Worcester, Northampton, Amherst, and actually many more that have some form of protection. However, those communities have what will be similar to what we will be proposing in the city of Springfield. And other communities have also pursued this through the TIF and HDIP areas as well. So it's important to see this movement growing across the Commonwealth because, again, that has a big impact in the industry as a whole. Listen, workers deserve to be paid the salary and benefits that they are entitled to for their work. And every taxpayer in the city of Springfield and every community should feel a guarantee that no developer is cheating with their tax dollars.
When will you be introducing this ordinance?
So the ordinance will come up for its initial introduction at our coming meeting on April 5th, regular meeting of the City Council. And then it will at some point receive an additional hearing through the General Government Committee. We actually had one initial hearing through the General Government Committee for an initial conversation. It was received very positively in that committee meeting. So we anticipate passage in the near future. We'll just be waiting for, again, the formal introduction this coming Monday.